2016 was already going to be a big voting year in Washington, even before a 14-term congressman announces his retirement. So now, on top of electing a president and a governor, with Jim McDermott leaving, Seattle area voters are going to be replacing a so-called congressman for life. Candidates so far, a pair of state lawmakers, an art gallery owner, and a King County councilman, chair of the county council, James Joseph McDermott. First of all, welcome to KUOW.
Thank you.
Right off the top, let's get this out of the way. You have the same first and last name as the guy who's retiring. How much is that going to help you?
You know, I'm running on my 15 years of experience in elective office in the legislature in the county. And, you know, I'm Joe McDermott, and I'll be running as Joe McDermott.
Didn't cross your mind. No advantage? Not a factor?
Something of a factor, but that's not what this is about. This is about the work I've done and what I want to do in Congress.
Let's talk about the work you want to do. This is Seattle. So really, the question is, what kind of Democrat are you?
I'm a strong progressive Democrat, come from the party. I'm a former chair of the 34th District Democrats.
Let's make it simple for listeners. Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton.
Easy. Let me ask you this. What is more important to you as an elected official, compromising to get things done or taking a stand for what you strongly believe?
I don't think it's a binary choice. There are times when taking that stand and pushing the envelope are really important. I tell interest groups that I work with closely that sometimes it's their job to make me uncomfortable as their champion. And I won't stretch and get as much for them if they always tell me I'm doing a great job and don't ask for more.
Why Clinton, not Sanders?
I think Hillary Clinton has an exceptional pool of experience that she brings and has been a strong progressive voice throughout her career. And I look forward to her shattering the glass ceiling.
What do you say to a Seattle voter who says Hillary Clinton, not full-throated enough, not a strong enough voice?
I think it's excellent that Sanders is raising issues like that in this campaign. A minimum wage, paid sick leave, all kinds of progressive issues that we as a party need to be talking about and that I have led on and will lead on as a member of Congress.
What are your priorities? What do you want to get done in Congress?
You know, first of all, I think in order to be successful in Congress on progressive values, we need to overturn Citizens United. We have a campaign finance system that is beyond broken. And then I think we have the opportunity to really cash in on a historic breakthrough on progressive legislation. An economy that really works for everyone, paid sick leave, $15 minimum wage, environmental policy that really sets our nation up as a leader on climate change, and a healthcare policy that covers all Americans.
Right now, you'd be in the minority. And some people say a predictable member of the minority, that almost it's Seattle. Who needs to listen to the congressman from Seattle? We know what he or she's going to say. How do you deal in that environment?
I talk about it as I did in Olympia, in working both in Olympia and on the council, in working across the aisle. It doesn't matter whether you're in the majority or the minority. It's building relationships and knowing people and achieving success, garnering Republican support for transgender protections in our hate crime statutes.
And what do you know about building relationships in Washington, D.C.?
That it's truly no different than building relationships anywhere else. And I've done that successfully at the county council, where I've served for the last 5 years, in an Olympia, where I was a legislator for a decade.
Why should I vote for you instead of the people you're running against? How are you better?
I bring 15 years of experience in legislative environments that my opponents don't carry with them, and achieving progressive results successfully in those situations.
You are one of 9 people on the county council, the chair, but one of 9. Why would you want to be one of 435 people in the U.S. House of Representatives?
You know, it is a challenging place, but it's an opportunity to make real change for not only our congressional district, but for the country.
Let's see, it's 2016. How old are you?
48.
How many terms are you in this for?
You know, I'm worried about winning this one at this point in time.
Because the last guy did 14. I mean, you could be a congressman for life.
I would not expect to do that, but I would want to do this job and invest in it, yes.
We're talking with Joe McDermott here, chair of the King County Council, running for the 7th District to replace Jim McDermott as your U.S. Congress member. What do you want to tell people listening to you right now about you?
I want to tell them that I've served in the state legislature and the county council for the last 15 years, achieving progressive results. And I believe I can take that success with me to Congress and represent the 7th Congressional District effectively at a point in time when I think our nation is truly poised to cash in on historic progressive change ourselves.
We've all heard about the incredible partisanship, supposedly a poisonous atmosphere in Congress. How would you deal with that?
You know, I think in large part that comes from our campaign finance system, which is truly broken in this country. And that's why my first pledge is to work to overturn Citizens United. We need to be able to take big money, big corporations out of being able to really buy our democracy. And then I think the stage is cleared to be able to take up those progressive changes.
Joe McDermott, running for Congress, U.S. Congress. Good to talk with you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Bill.
King County Council Chair, former state representative, former state senator, Joe McDermott, running to replace Jim McDermott, no relation.